This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you dig down into table B-1 of today's jobs report, it's at the top of page 30 if you're really motivated, you will see the number of people employed at insurance carriers and related activities went up last month. 15,000 new jobs. There are now just under 3 million people in that industry. That is about 3% more than in the before times. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains why.
Forget April showers. This year, there was April hail, March tornadoes, and February flooding. All of that caused a lot of damage, and insurers needed more adjusters to go out into the field to look at it. Insurance industry consultant Jeff Reeder is a partner with Aon.
We're seeing kind of a response to that, that companies are looking to add employees, particularly around their claim staffing.
Along with bad weather, the past few years gave us what Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Matthew Palazzola calls a heightened perception of risk.
It just grows the need or the perception of the need for the product.
That growing demand for insurance is driving the need for more underwriters. Those are the people who assess how much to charge those who want new policies. There's also a need for more agents and brokers to sell them. And there are potential jobs in insurance for people who understand everything from meteorology to appraising works of art. Noting this, colleges are trying to get more students excited about the idea of insurance as a career.
If we're honest, kids don't grow up wanting to work in the insurance industry.
Finance professor Thomas Barry Stoltz is one of the people behind the new risk management and insurance major at the Tippie College of Business at the University of Iowa. He says once students learn about the problems they'll be tackling, they get into it.
It's really about helping others stay out of trouble, and this creates very rewarding career paths.
Also, Barry Stoltz says insurance is a very recession-proof industry. While it may not be as glamorous as, say, tech, it's not having the big headline-grabbing layoffs either. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.